Grace to and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today is the last Sunday of the church year, a calendar that centers on the work and person of Christ Jesus. As we come to the end of this calendar, we come to focus on the end of this age. We've heard Jesus preach this morning, and the sermon he has preached staggers the mind. He preaches about the final judgment, how every man, woman, and child, everyone who has ever lived, will be gathered before him. No exceptions, no excuses. Everyone will be judged. Jesus tells us plainly, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations. So far, we have only known Jesus to come in meekness and humility, born in a lowly manger, eating and drinking with sinners, arms spread out on the cross. To this very day, he still suffers himself to be mocked and scorned. But his final coming will be very different. He will not come in humility. He will come in glory, he says. How different this second coming will be. He once came to us alone as a helpless babe. Now, he will return with the fiery-eyed host of heaven's army. He once sat a little babe in Mary's lap. Now he will sit on his glorious throne and gather the nations before him. He once ate and drank with sinners. Now he will judge every person's everlasting fate. And this fallen race of ours that once crucified him on a dark Friday will look upon his face as it shines like the sun. This is what it means for him to return in glory. The day of the judgment that Jesus preaches not only staggers the mind, it causes us to tremble in our very souls. To come into the presence of this holy and glorious God requires that we confess our sins. Earlier in this service, we said, "Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone." Usually, it's what we have done that burdens our hearts the most. But Jesus' sermon has a way of bringing to mind what we have left undone. He says to the blessed ones, to the sheep on his right, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." And the dagger in our sinful hearts comes when he says, "Whatever you did to the least of these, my brothers, you did unto me." Well, if that's what it takes to be a sheep, then I may as well grow a goatee and some horns, because I feel like a goat. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. The truth is that there are those whom we have failed to help. There are those who have cried out for bodily needs, for visitation, for company, and we have not answered their call. Whatever we did not do for the least of these Christ's brothers, we did not do for Christ himself. So you and I, we rightly confess, most merciful God, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and especially by what we have left undone. You see, if you just compare yourself to these sheep, as Christ describes them, then you'll end up feeling like a goat. In fact, you'll have no choice but to judge yourself, to judge yourself unworthy of eternal life, to judge yourself worthy of the eternal fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Just one problem with that, you see. There's only one judgment seat, one glorious throne, and the one who sits there isn't you. In the words of St. John, even if your heart condemns you, there is one who is greater than your heart. Even if your heart condemns you, and it should, God is greater than your heart. His mercy is greater than your sin. The beautiful gospel that Christ Jesus preaches is this: you don't get to judge yourself. He does. Even if your own heart condemns you, Christ Jesus does not. Do you think that Christ would condemn you? It is Christ who died for you. Christ did not come into the world to condemn you, but that you might have life in his name. And this is why Jesus' Sermon of the Judgment is so full of comfort, because it is he alone who sits on the judgment throne. Your judge will be your Savior. And the one to whom you will give an account is the very one who blots out all your transgressions. When you confess your sins to Christ, what you have done and what you have left undone, he does not condemn you now, nor will he condemn you on the last day. He absolves you. His sheep are not sinless people. His sheep are forgiven people. People who have no hope but him. The Lord is he who calls the things that are not as though they were. What does that mean? This is he who calls a childless man named Abraham the father of many nations. This is he who calls grumbling Israel a kingdom of priests. This is he who reckons the ungodly man to be righteous in his sight. And if being a goat really meant being a sinner, then you can be sure that he would declare goats to be his sheep. But when he speaks of goats in his sermon, he really doesn't mean sinners per se. When he speaks of goats in this sermon, he has in mind only those sinners who have rejected his mercy and his grace. In fact, this is one of Jesus' sermons that's worth looking very closely at. If you go back to the very beginning, you will notice that before he mentions anything at all about works, good or bad, he has already separated the sheep and the goats from the start. He takes the whole multitude of sinners, all of humanity, and he separates those who believe in him from those who do not. And that means that before he even begins to judge you, he has already taken you and placed you at the right hand of his mercy, where there is no condemnation for those who believe in him. His sheep aren't sinless people. His sheep are forgiven people. The only true goats are those who deny the Lord Jesus, deny his forgiveness, and deny themselves eternal life. If you would not be forgiven by Jesus, then you will be damned by the law. And that is why when Jesus speaks of the goats, take a look. He speaks only of what they did not do, because they did not fulfill the law. But notice, on the other hand, what he says of the sheep. He mentions nothing at all, not one single word about their sins. Why? They are forgiven. You are forgiven. He declares them righteous. He declares you righteous. Dear Christian, the Lord is your shepherd, and you are his sheep. You are not his sheep because you are sinless or because you've done enough good works. You are his sheep because he has laid down his life for you. You are his sheep because the sheep hear his voice. And you hear him this very day when he calls you to his table. And when he says to you, for the forgiveness of your sins. These words he speaks to you today, so that you may hear his voice and believe. He speaks his forgiveness to you today, so that when he comes on the last day, you will already know what he has to say to you. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. In the name of Jesus, amen.